गुड इवनिंग एवरीबॉडी। आई थैंक गॉड फॉर गिविंग मी वन मोर अपॉर्चुनिटी टू शेयर फ्रॉम द वर्ल्ड। आई ऑल्सो थैंक द एल्डर्स फॉर गिविंग मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी ऑफ कोऑर्डिनेटिंग ऑन दिस बाइबल स्टडी विद द नेम्स एंड टाइटल्स ऑफ गॉड। वे बैक इन ऑगस्ट आई स्टार्टेड ऑफ ऑन द इंट्रोडक्टरी मैसेज। And then I am having the same opportunity of closing also. So thank you, brothers, for giving that opportunity. In order to, can you please turn with me to the book of Malachi? I just wanted to set a context here and then recap on the names and titles of God. Book of Malachi. So the prophecy of Malachi was written during the post-exilic period. So what I'm trying to say is that it was during the times of Nehemiah. Probably Nehemiah first returns to the land to build the wall, and then he was there for a few years and then goes back to Persia. And during that period, probably Malachi I would have written this particular prophecy. So the problems of Malachi were similar or whatever problems Nehemiah also faced. Basically, it was mixed marriages with pagans, unjust financial practices were there, withholding tithes from God's house. If you look at these, I want to categorize three people here. One is Israel's sad failure in relationship with God. Chapter 1, verses 2 to 5, it was rejecting God's love. And chapter 1, verse 6, they gave him a less honor than the natural son would have given to the father. Chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, that the priest despised his name, to the extent that they offer polluted food on the altar, anything that they did not want themselves. And chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, they profaned his name and regarded his service as weariness. And chapter 3 and verse 8, they were robbing God by withholding tithes and offerings. And then chapter 13 and to 15, abusing God's grace. So this is the sad failure in relationship with God. And then the next set of people is the relationship with others. Chapter 2 and verse 10 speaks about speaks of them dealing treacherously with one another. And chapter 2, verse 11, it speaks of unequal yoke being forged with idolaters. And chapter 2 and verse 14 tells of ease with which they were breaking their marriage vows. It seems as though they're being out of touch with God with all of the others. These were the conditions of the people of Israel during in Malachi's days. But there was one light which was found in chapter 3 and verses 16 and 17. That is where my focus is all about today. If you come to chapter 16, Malachi chapter 3 and verses 16 and 17, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. And verse 17, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. In these two verses, I can find out two more names of God. I'll talk about those. As in my New King James Version, it says it is meditate on his name. In the King James Version, it talks about, it says about thought. And in the NIV Version, it says about honor. So this was a remnant which was left in the days of Malachi. There were people who were abusing God. There were people who were not having the right relationship with one another. But there was a small remnant in Israel where they feared the Lord. They spoke to one another. Basically, they had fellowship with one another and they meditated on his name. When they meditated on his name, probably they would have listed down all the names of God. Probably they would have been, they would have written an inventory of all the names which were there from the days of Genesis onwards. So I'll what I did is that I just want to recap the seven principal names of God and then the seven compound names of God. And then I would not like to go in detail with the other names and titles of God in the New Testament. Some of these names I've already shared in my first message. First one is Elohim. God, that is his power and might. We find in Genesis, God created the heaven and earth. And we find a similar verse in Psalms 19:1. The firmament shows his handiwork. This is God, Elohim is God, his showing his power and his might. The second one is Jehovah, the Lord, I am the Lord. In Genesis 2:4 and then also in Exodus 6:3. These are all in the chronological order. I have not put down one above the other, but these are all chronologically in place. Is God spoke to Moses and said, I am the Lord, appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as Lord. So we see Jehovah, the Lord, I am the Lord. Then Elyon, the most high God, the possessor of heaven and earth. We see in Melchizedek, blessing in God as a God most high in Genesis 14, verse 18 and 19. And again in Deuteronomy, a pagan king says that I bless the most high. So we see El Elyon. And then Adonai, the lordship of God. I've listed down four of the different areas where they call on the Lord. Abraham's Lord 15:2. O Lord God, what will you give me? Abraham going childless. Abraham was going through a phase where he was childless and he's asking, O Lord God, what will you give me? Then Abraham basically is blessed with the child. And then Moses, Lord, and Exodus 4:10. O my Lord, when he has asked to go into in front of Pharaoh, and he was going in front of Pharaoh, he was very afraid, saying that I cannot go in front of Pharaoh. But he's saying, O my Lord, God. And then David's Lord in Psalm 110, verse 1, the Lord said to my Lord. And again, Isaiah's Lord, Isaiah 6:1, he says, saw the king sitting on the throne. This was in the year where King Uzziah died. He was sitting, and then the prophecy comes unto him. So this is about Adonai. And then the El Shaddai, this is the one which Lakshman shared last week, the Almighty God. Chapter 7 speaks about, God reveals himself and he says that I am your Almighty God. And then in the same chapter, around like first 7 or 8 verses, he gives seven promises to Abraham. He says that I will make a covenant between me and God and you. And the second one will multiply you exceedingly. I will make you exceedingly fruitful. I will make nations out of you. Kings shall come from you. I will give you and your descendants after you the land of Canaan as an everlasting possession. I will be their God. This is the Almighty God, which is giving promises as to Abraham when he was revealing himself to himself, to Abraham. And then the sixth one, El Olam. This is about the everlasting God. Again, in Genesis 21:33, Abimelech made a covenant, or rather Abraham makes a covenant with Abimelech. And he says that when they were having a conflict, and then Abraham goes back to the altar and makes a covenant at Beersheba and says that, oh, my everlasting God. And then lastly, this El Elim, this is the one which we have not studied in our series. God of Gods, it's a superlative degree. Greatest of above all gods. That's found in Daniel 11:36. So these are the seven principal names of God. There could be some others also, but these are the seven principal names which I have recollected and I have found in the Word of God. And then when they were meditating, I think probably they would have gone through this treasure of names of God again and again. And then when we come to the seven and compound names of God, in the Old Testament, each of these names is linked with an expression which is a revelation of his character in relation to his people. Now, what I did is a lot of personal study I did, not on all these names, but several of these names, especially the Old Testament names. These are the seven compound names which we studied during the last 2.5 months. So what I personally did is that I found out how these are equivalent to our Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Now we'll go to each of these verses. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. This is the first, again, these are all in the sequence of order in the Old Testament, Genesis 22, 14. And there is a reference in Psalm 23 for each of these names of God. Psalms 23, 5, my cups runs over. And then the similar word, and how can we relate to our Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament? John 3:16 says, he gave his only begotten son. Jehovah Jireh, basically, God has provided a lamb or a ram in place of his son Isaac. But God has provided his own beloved son for each of us. John 1:29, he is the lamb of God. And then 1 Corinthians 5:21, he made who knew no sin him. Sin to be sin for us, that he is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our Jehovah Jireh. Lord Jesus Christ, when he came into the world, he gave his only begotten son and to die on the cross of Calvary. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. Yeah, we studied about this name in Exodus 15:26. The Lord says, I will put none of the diseases on you. So in Psalms 23:3, he restoreth my soul. So when we look at what happened in Exodus is that the bitterness of that water at Marah. So God says that when he gave them the drinking water, he said that I will put none of the diseases on you. In Peter, in 1 Peter 2:24, he whose stripes you were healed. Because of our Lord Jesus Christ, because of his stripes, we are healed. In Isaiah 53 also, we find a similar verse there. Because of the stripes which he has taken, we are healed here. In the third one, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. Joshua defeated Amalek and his people. Moses built an altar and called, the Lord is my banner. In Psalms 23:5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He is Lord Jesus Christ is our Jehovah Nissi. In Colossians 2:14 and 15, having nailed to the cross, having been disarmed principalities and powers, he made public spectacle of their triumphing over God. Our God has won a war for us by dying on the cross of Calvary, defeating the Satan. In Isaiah, again, I'm just referring back to the Old Testament, the root of Jesse who will stand as a banner to his people. He's our Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Mekadeshim, the Lord who sanctifies. Surely, I mean, this is again in Exodus 31:13. He says that surely my Sabbaths you will keep. In order to keep your Sabbaths, God says that I will sanctify you. In Psalms 23:5, he says, thou anointest my head with oil. And we can and see in Hebrews, I want to read these two verses of Hebrews 10:14. Yeah, for by one offering he has perfected forever, who being sanctified. Because of that one offering on the cross of Calvary, he has sanctified us, all of us. And then in Hebrews 13:12 also. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Here we see that in those days is, in order to keep the Sabbath, the Lord was sanctifying them. But here we see, but one sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, he sanctified all of us and with his own blood. The fifth one, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. In Judges, we see the angel of the Lord touching the meat and unleavened bread. That was the sign which Gideon was asking. In Psalms 23:2, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Romans 5, and while we are enemies, we are reconciled to God through the death of his son. He is our Prince of Peace, from Isaiah 9:6. Because of his death on the cross of Calvary, we are reconciled with the Father, and we are at peace with the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. The first time I could find it is in the same Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd. And then we see, we have studied this also. In John 10:11 says, I am the good shepherd. Hebrews 13:20 says he is our great shepherd, and in Peter 5:4 it says that he is our chief shepherd. If you want to do a personal study on this particular aspect of Jehovah Rohi, or the shepherds of the good, great and chief shepherd, Psalms 22, 23 and 24, you can go through those. You'll find the good, great and chief shepherds there. And Jehovah Sitkenu, the Lord our righteousness. We looked up from Jeremiah about how he's going to put a king on the throne into the millennium, and he will be a righteous king. And in Psalms 23:3, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness. And in 2 Chronicles 5:21, he made him who knew no sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So these are the seven compound names which I have taken, or rather we have all gone through. And during my extended personal study, I have gone through and I have put down a comparison between our Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament and on this. And then I will not go into details about the other names of titles of God. Some of these, all of these we have studied here. Some of these are names, some of these are titles, and some of these are offices of our Lord Jesus Christ while he was here on his in this world. And then finally, when we come back to Malachi chapter 3 and verse 17. So Malachi chapter 3 and verse 17. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. On that day, I will make them my jewels. I said there are two more names of God here, or here in these two verses. In verse 16, and the Lord listened and heard to them. So what was Lord doing when they were fearing the Lord, when they were speaking to one another, when they were having fellowship with one another? The Lord listened. So the Lord is there. Ezekiel 48:35 says, if the Lord is there, it's Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. And in verse 17, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is basically the one who is fighting for us, Jehovah Shabbat. So these are the two other names. They shall be mine. The Lord says that when you are fearing God, when you are having fellowship, when you are having fellowship with the saints like this, is the Lord is going to be with you. The Lord is going to listen to you. The Lord is hearing you. And then and then those who meditate on his name, God says that they are my people. And on that day, I will make them my jewels. So with these thoughts in mind, we have studied a lot. This is not a thing that is going to get over, but it's a continued part and parcel of our life as we remember the Lord. As we go and meditate on the God's name, let's be fearful of the Lord. The psalmist says, teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. And then in Matthew 6:9, we know about the Lord's prayer, but I will not talk about that. But we say that hallowed be thy name. I mean, let's hallow his name. Let's reverence his name. And then finally, again, the psalmist says, giving glory to his name. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name, in Psalms 29:2. So personally, I've been blessed with the study. This was my second time I was going through the study. In some other assembly also, we had a similar series is gone through. But I've been really blessed and encouraged with the thoughts which our brothers said. And I thank the elders for giving me this opportunity to share.